Chapter 51. Today's shir is sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas Shmuel Herschel Ben Shammai Shama. So the title of the chapter is No Chargebacks. Some people understand that when they spend money on Shabbos or on other mitzvahs, somehow they'll get it back, but they wonder, how exactly does that work? If they have a set salary and no stocks or investments, where does the money come from? Recently, a man told me the following two stories that show just how this can happen in modern times. This man, from New Jersey, had spent a little more money than he normally spends on Shabbos and the holidays. He bought a good bottle of wine, a few other extras. He believed Hashem would pay him back. He was curious to see how it would happen. Then, many weeks later, he received a letter from the gas company explaining that when they had installed his new gas meter, they discovered that he'd been overcharged slightly for a period of time. Due to the old faulty meter, they enclosed a check for $353, the amount of the overcharge, the same amount he'd used for his extra Shabbos expenses. He also told me about an envelope that he once received in the mail. The return address was Rita's Ices, an ice cream chain with a shop in Lakeland, New Jersey. He thought it was junk mail, almost threw it out, but then he opened it and saw that it was a check for $156, apparently. It had been a class action suit against Rita's for misappropriation of cell phone data. His portion of the substantial settlement was $156. Just like that. Money out of nowhere. The lesson is, if you spend on Shabbos and holidays, it will always come back. I will add one more story that further confirms our faith that Hashem comes through for us when we come through for Him. Mr. Davy Mizrahi Alav Shalom was a legend in his time. Every sukkah, he would invite the entire deal community to a sukkah for a kiddush. One year, however, his business had slowed down, and as the Yom Tovim approached, he wondered how would he pay for the kiddush. Furthermore, the expenditure didn't seem to fit into his strategy of cutting expenses to deal with his decreased income. It's a beautiful event in his life, but maybe we should skip it just for this year. Davy saw it differently. No, it's the Kavadiyantis, and we should go ahead with it, he replied. Rosh Hashanah came and went, and then, on Erev Yom Kippur, he went into his closet to get his non-leather shoes. Stuffed into one of the shoes, he found a wad of cash, $3,000. Neither he nor his wife could recall placing it there. Hashem had sent him the money, however it came, and that $3,000 paid for the kiddush. These stories seem like miracles from long ago, but they happened in our times to people who believe. Here's a final story from yesteryear. The Chozon Ish was once approached by a simple man, a farmer, who wanted to purchase an esrog, but could not afford to buy one. Esrogim were costly and quite difficult to get in those days. The Chozon Ish asked the man what he did for a living. The man replied that he was an egg farmer. Egg farmers in those days typically sold the eggs, but then had to refund the cost of any eggs that had any blood spots found in them. The Chozon Ish asked how many eggs he usually had refund for years. The total amount was around the price of the esrog. So the Chozon Ish said, this year, you won't have any blood spots, and advised him to buy the esrog. Sure enough, that's exactly what happened. As everyone in business, companies must anticipate a certain amount of chargebacks, returned items for which they must supply a refund, as well as wastage and other reductions in the potential profit. Although these setbacks are to be expected, they are not inevitable. If none occurs, this would not constitute an open miracle. However, a year with no chargebacks can be the way Hashem has chosen to give us back the money we spend on mitzvah. No matter how we set in stone our income and expenses might be, He finds a way. Perhaps we could take a message from this chapter for ourselves. It's not so easy to just go from not having this trust to having this trust. But perhaps we can take a baby step in small increments. And I think the way to do that is not to have in mind, I'm doing this in order to see the give back of Hashem. Perhaps we'll see it. Perhaps these stories won't happen to us, and we won't have that, whoa, look at this. But we still need to understand and believe that Hashem is going to give back. And you need to start recognizing that. And the more we become accustomed to this and used to this, the more, and the larger amounts we can rely on Hashem giving back. So next time you're at the supermarket and you're about to buy that pack of chicken or that bottle of soda or whatever it is, and there's an option that costs a few cents more, a few dollars more, maybe we go for that one and say, this is the Kavod Shabbos. Hashem doesn't take away for that. He'll give it back. And if you start doing that in small baby steps, the slice of meat, that's $5.52 versus $5.60. Slowly we become accustomed and create that habit. And I spend a little bit more for Shabbos. And hopefully, Yemirat Hashem will have the ability to not only spend more and trust in Hashem more, that He'll give back to us. Hashem will give us. He gives us everything anyways. But maybe we'll also be able to recognize and to see Hashem show us that beautiful gift, that beautiful kiss from Hashem, saying, don't worry, I've got it.